Blackstone presents The Heartbreak Bakery by A.R. Capetta. This book is read by Crystal Hammond.
Corey, all of the love stories are for you.
1.
The splintered crack of my egg on the counter sounds like an ending. I raise my hand and tip the runny liquid into the bowl, letting the yolk slip out. It's bright, orange, unbroken. It's beautiful, and I want to keep it that way. Maybe forever. But I have to whisk it, and with a few turns of my wrist, the batter swallows it up. The yolk disappears like it was never there. I dump the dry ingredients in with a wet, then check my recipe card for the fourth time. Red velvet. My hands know how to do this. Snap the bowl into place on the stand mixer. Stir on the lowest setting until everything barely swirls together. Don't overmix, or the cake comes out stodgy. I flick the switch at the perfect moment, as the last of the dry, crummy bits dissolve into silk. My hands are good at this, which is helpful, because the rest of me isn't really here. I slap butterflower paste into four round cake pans, then pour batter into each one. It folds on top of itself like a ribbon. This part usually feels like I'm finishing off a present, and the people who eat the cake later will be able to taste that it's a gift I made with them in mind, even if we're strangers. They'll taste it, and they'll know I want them to be happy. Baking is magic that way. But I don't feel like giving presents right now, and I'm not really here because I'm still in her bedroom, wrapped in her towel, shivering as she peers at me without her glasses on and says, "Maybe this isn't working." Like we're a recipe that isn't coming together right.
"Sid, do you have a minute to take muffins to the front?"
Marisol calls from across the kitchen. She's being delicate with me. Marisol isn't delicate with anything, not even meringues. On a normal day, she'd let me know how...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?